is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
Oh, it's back. And not only is it back, it is back on Merseyside as well. It is the Champions League. Liverpool back where they belong, with a question mark at the end of that. Ray Houghton, former Liverpool midfielder, forward, former Republic of Ireland international. Is it back where it belongs, Ray?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. They thoroughly deserve to be there in Liverpool. I've seen them in the two-legged affair against Hoffenheim. They were excellent, played some wonderful football. They now find themselves in a group stage where, in truth, this is going to be their hardest games, is against Sevilla. And there's a bit of payback as well, because they beat us a couple of seasons ago in the Europa League final. So I'm sure that, allied to Saturday's, you know, defeat to Manchester City, the boys will be really ready for tonight. You know, these are the sort of nights that you really look forward to as a professional footballer.
Are you nervous at all? Have you got that little butterflies in your stomach type of thing, or are you buying into the hype that this Sevilla side aren't the side they were a couple of seasons ago?
Well, I'm in the camp at the moment. It's more about Liverpool. It's what they do in this game, more so than Sevilla. You know, Sevilla will come with a game plan, I'm sure. They'll try to sit back. They'll try to frustrate Liverpool as much as possible. We know teams that come to Anfield, whether it be in the Premier League last season, you know, where they try to just sit as deep as they can and not allow any space in behind, because if you do, Liverpool will punish you with the pace in the team. But I expect a really, you know, I would say professional performance from Liverpool players tonight. The great thing in football, Connor, is when you have a bad result and a bad performance, you can get out of your system very quickly. And Liverpool don't have to wait too long. It's only from Saturday to today that now they'll just get the focus right. And they'll be out there, I'm sure, really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great night. We know Champions League nights at Anfield are special. Great atmosphere, and the players should really thrive. And it should be about fear tonight. It should be about enjoyment. Go out and enjoy the occasion.
Oh, Ray, it's very hard when, A, it's the Champions League again, the stomach's starting to gurgle a little bit, and B, after the nonsense that happened last weekend. Now, I was going to say I was lucky enough to be at the game. I was unlucky enough to be at the game. Did the entire result revolve around the sending off, the 5-0 defeat by Manchester City?
Yeah, it did. There's no question, because up until that point, I thought the Liverpool probably were the better side. I thought they were a little bit unfortunate to go a goal behind. They had chances in the game prior to that. I mean, Salah, who's been excellent at the start of the season since he's come to the club, had a great opportunity where he tried to curl out in the corner and the keeper made a save. They had one or two other incidents where he could have maybe done a little bit better with the final ball. The movement in front of him wasn't particularly good. But at that stage, Liverpool were taking the game to Manchester City. Manchester City were defending very well. And then Liverpool got caught out by the goal, a straight pass, which should never happen. You know, you should be alert to that as defenders. And I thought Liverpool, you know, done well after that. And then the sending off just changed. I think Liverpool lost the way. I think they were a little bit naive in their attacking going forward, instead of just saying, okay, we'll keep it tight in the back, and if we get an opportunity, we'll break. They were still pushing Alexander forward, they were pushing Moreno forward, and it just wasn't the time to do that. You have to be a little bit more pragmatic in situations like that, play your way back into in a fashion. But surely don't get beat 5-0. You know, you don't want to take a hammering like that. You could have kept the score line down, made it more respectable, and taken it into the next match.
I suppose it's the unpredictability of football. That's one thing I learned, because I think everybody I was with on Sunday going down to the match, everybody, be they Man City, be they neutrals, be they Liverpool fans, all went, this is going to be an amazing match. It's going to be 1-1, 2-2, it could be 4-all, and then it's probably the most unpredictable score. So let's hope that doesn't happen this evening. Well, there's a chance, according to some fans, that it could happen, because they're saying the wrong man is starting between the sticks. It looks like Karius is going to get the go-ahead tonight. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, listen, you know, the manager makes the calls and you know, he's get paid big money to make these decisions, Connor, and you have to abide by that as fans. You've always got a preference who you would like to see in the starting 11, but you don't get paid the money to do it. That's Jurgen Klopp's job and decision. And you got to see with Karius, he came in against Arsenal, and there was no problem in that game for him, was it? He'd done a good job. He's given Mignolet a rest tonight, if that is the case then. And it's up to the players to go out and perform. This is their opportunity. And you see certain clubs, they change the team around quite regularly. It's not a new phenomenon. It's something that's been going on for quite a while now. So
Have we been spoiled? Sorry to interrupt you. But have we been spoiled as Liverpool fans to have a decent number one, so to speak, a settled number one? Okay, our number ones haven't always been everyone's cup of tea, but have we been lucky that we've had a settled number one and that maybe this little bit of competition works?
Well, Karras has been very patient waiting as well. I mean, he started last season, didn't he? And you know, he was in, and then Mignolet had to bide his time. He got the chance, got back in, and kept the number one slot, if you like. And then this season, once again, Karras has had to be patient. He got his chance against Arsenal, kept a clean sheet. And now it sounds like he might have a chance tonight. I just think fans have got to back the decision of the manager. He watches his players.
Yeah.
He's with them, you know, like every day of the week. He knows what sort of frame of mind they're in. He knows the ones that needs a bit of a rest, the ones that need to come in, who need pushing, who need game time, because I think that's hugely important as well. And he's going to utilise his squad his best. Because you're talking about, you know, in football today, you're talking about lads that are on 50, 60, 70, 80 grand a week. You're not talking about young kids that you're bringing in. These are experienced players. And you should have 25 of them, you know, at least at the club. And they should all be as good as each other. It shouldn't be like a dramatic drop in quality, you know, if you're changing your goalkeeper. You know, you should have at least two keepers that are competing for the number one position. And Karras would probably say that to you, that he is more than capable of coming in and doing a good job. And if he gets his chance tonight, that's his chance to prove it to the Liverpool public.
We will see, yeah. And it is that thing where we've all been saying it for years, that Liverpool need to have two to three people, you know, looking for every single position. And we have to remember as well, before Liverpool fans start throwing their toys out of the pram and panicking, there are going to be, all going well, touch wood, 50 plus games this season. So a lot of players will get their opportunities. Talk to me about Philip Coutinho, Ray Houghton, former Liverpool forward, midfielder forward, who joins me on Radio City Talk. Talk to me about Philip Coutinho. Does he start? Does he take a place on the bench? Or does he still need those extra couple of weeks to get back into the team?
Well, if he's fit, you know, I want to come back to the manager and his coaching staff. They were assessed Philip over the last week or so. He's been doing extra training to get his fitness level up. And if he's right, he's one of the best players at Liverpool Football Club. So, of course, he's starting. You know, you get him into the team, you get him an introduction, even if he even plays for an hour. I'd rather see players like that start rather than come on. You know, give him opportunity from the first whistle. So we get up to the pace of the game straight away and then see what he can offer you. He's got real ability. It'd be interesting to see what reaction he gets from the Liverpool crowd. You know, are they going to be with him? Are they going to be against him? He's got to, you know, adjust to that. He's got to handle that pressure that's going to come his way if there is going to be some boom towards him. And then he's got to do his work on the pitch. Now, he'll keep everyone very quiet if he's creating and scoring goals, because that's his job and what he's paid to do. So hopefully he comes back, he gets into the starting 11, and then just knuckles down, starts playing in the way that he can, and he will be an asset to Liverpool this season.
Talk to me about the rest of this side that's going to go out this evening. Are you expecting, you know, Moreno at left back? Are you expecting Robertson? Are you expecting Salah to continue his good form? How will the midfield, I suppose, diamond work, if you like?
Yeah, well, I mean, if Salah's fit, he plays. He's been in superb form, you know, absolutely brilliant. I mean, I've said one thing about Salah. He attacks the back post better than anyone from wide positions. You watch the amount of chances that he gets and gives.
Speed of him.
His ratio might not be that great scoring-wise, but he's always in a position to try and score. And I admire players like that. I've seen far too often when the left winger's crossing the ball on, the right winger's already over and he's on the other side of the pitch and he's not even attempted to get in at the far post to try and score. He does it all the time.
This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.